Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio, 107.6 FM. We're in the studio at Residential Laura. The sun is shining. It's a nice day. And I'm Robin North, and I'm joined today by
Stu Hope.
And we're waiting for our anchorman, but he's not appeared yet.
No. There might be some news about him, but I will mention the weather. So I'll take over for a little bit. And, cleared and settled conditions will continue across the Canary Islands this bank holiday Friday, with only patches of high clouds expected later in the day.
Has the Kalima gone then?
Well, yeah, I mean, temperatures will remain steady, but will drop slightly in Gran Canaria, which don't bother us, while moderate northeasterly winds persist across the region. Light coastal breezes are also expected along southwestern shores of the mountainous islands. So there you go.
All right.
Just keep you informed on that.
That's good. Mm. It's good that you do that.
Yeah.
Is there problems in town still?
Yes,
roads cut off?
Yeah, the church, I don't know what, is it the church of what? I never know what it's called.
It's the church of crap religion. I don't know. It's Catholic. They're Catholic, aren't they?
Yeah. Opposite Rustica, there is a diversion now.
Did you know that the Pope loves cats?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's a catholic.
So anyway, we're here all week. So the diversion now has been put up finally this week. Saying if anybody wants to go to Los Colorados from by the bus station, just go straight across. Do not turn down into the town, because you will be diverted up by the book swap.
Again.
But, so that's a first, a nice diversion there. How long and what for? I haven't a clue what it's about.
Oh, they're renovating, the road itself.
Oh.
So I guess they're asphalting,
yes,
and so on. But I don't know. I haven't been down there.
No.
I went to the lottery the other day, I drove into town the other side and parked and walked up to the lottery.
Yeah.
And won €16. I was quite pleased, actually.
I lost out because I went for fuel. And it had gone up to 141.
Oh dear!
That was the cheapest you could get on the island at the moment. But anyway, that's another story. But what is a story is that we're having £800,000 spent on speed cameras. 100 speed cameras.
Oh right, we're in town.
Mainly in the Playa Blanca area.
All right. Well, you know, I think we've talked about this. You know that there's a set of cameras in Las Casitas de Femis.
There is, yes.
Now, whether that was to just check on the semaphore, the traffic lights, or whether it's speed, I don't know. But
it's a bit of both. If you approach Casitas Femis from either direction up the hill or from Femis itself, you should be around 50 kilometres an hour.
But that's detected on the road, isn't it?
There is a sensor
on the road.
And what happens is if you're over it, it will change the traffic lights to red. If you're actually on 50, it will stay flashing amber. There is no green.
No.
But the flashing amber, you're allowed to go through. But if you go through at red, the new camera will clutch you. As well as if you're going over faster than 50 kilometres an hour, I suppose. Yeah.
You mentioned about the cost of petrol, and you said it's gone up again. It cost you 140.
Diesel, that's diesel.
Yeah.
That were diesel.
Well, same difference.
Well, it isn't, because diesel were always cheaper prior to Mr. Trump deciding that he were going to take the rules into his own hands.
What I said is the same. I know it's not the same. I mean, but it's just fuel, isn't it? The cost of fuel
Has gone up.
So what's that gone up to then, if you paid 140 something?
Well, I think it was 139.9 for petrol and 141 for diesel. In Playa Blanca, I've just come past the petrol station and it's 154?
154.
For diesel and I think it's 149. Various again, but that's just the cheapest. I don't know whether it's the cheapest, because I haven't been down to the Rubicon. Now, they still tell me that is one of the cheapest petrols at the little Rubicon station near Lannis.
I know what you mean. I used to use that when I had a diesel wagon. I used to use that all the time.
The thing being is, though, it's a bit of a hassle now, isn't it? Because you've got to go through the barrier gates, get a ticket, and then do you have to... Does it allow you 15 minutes before...
45.
45, yeah, before you need another ticket?
Yeah, or pay.
Right, yeah, or pay, yeah.
But at least you can pay in the booth now.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, where the barriers are.
Oh, fine.
I still go occasionally to Larnie's snack bar for my breakfast.
Yes.
And so you go in, or you drive in and you get your ticket for your parking, and then you go and have your breakfast or whatever, and then when you go to pay the bill, well, I actually don't leave the table anymore. I used to walk up to the...
Yeah.
But anyway, that's by the by. That's just me.
Yeah.
And you just say, can I have the ticket for parking? And then they go off, because they don't do it in the snack bar. They go off and get it printed out in the main Larnie's.
And that then, what do you have to do with that ticket?
Then you show that...
To the machine?
To the machine, and it just raises the barrier.
Right.
Actually, I was in there the other day, and before... could show it to the bloody machine, the barrier goes up.
Because I think it's got...
I think it's got AMPR.
Yeah.
So, you know, it knows what it's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time.
I mean, I know the one at Soco Centre, when you go to the Mercadona there in Porta del Carmen, the car park barrier, if you go down to... Mercadona and you do your shopping and you state to the till that you've got you're in a car upstairs, they give you a ticket.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or you exchange your ticket. That did you get a ticket when you come in? I can't remember, but they give you a ticket, and then when you go back upstairs or whichever level you're on for your car parking, you go to the machine where the lift is, when the lift pick drops you off, and you put it in, and it tells you whether it's free or not.
I know where you mean.
Anyway.
Often when I go to the city, we have a big city here called
Arrecife.
But I park right in the centre, and commonly when you come out, I go and pay, because you pay at a
booth. Is this the multi-story or underground at the Grand?
No, it's a multi-story.
Multi-story. I've never found it yet.
Right. Well, there are two, but...
There are two.
But one right in the centre.
There is.
And so you go and pay it at the desk. It's always pretty cheap. I've never paid a lot for parking here.
No.
And then when you drive out, you're supposed to display your ticket to get the barrier to raise. And more often than not, by the time you get to the bottom of the ramp, the
barrier's
bar's up.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's quite good, isn't it? But back to the speed cameras. So 100 speed cameras. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. It's a money earner. We all know what they do, and this, that, and other. And they've invested 800,000 on these cameras, and they'll get that back within 12 months.
Oh, absolutely. But going back to fuel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
we're
another
jumping
one.
About, aren't we?
Yeah.
I see there was a press release to say that Iran are permitting boats through the Gulf of Hormuz exactly for Spain.
Yes.
Because of Spain's political stance,
which
I fully understand.
So I fully understand.
So hopefully, the price of fuel for Spain, the peninsula, and the Balearic Islands and the Canary Islands, hopefully should fall. I don't see why it should have gone up.
But our president, Mr. Sanchez, did, well, I read it as he was supposedly not getting any VAT off the fuel.
All right.
And the price was going to stay or come down because it had gone up and whatever they're taking VAT, to a percentage, I should imagine. But it's never happened on the island.
Oh, right.
Now, whether it was on the mainland only, I don't know. But I've not seen any reports stating that the petrol or diesel has gone down, even if you don't pay the VAT or whatever. But that promise has fallen through. So,
yeah. Okay.
You know, but yeah.
Right, anyway. I'm going to play a piece of music. Is it
by Petrolheads?
No. No. Actually, it started playing just before we came on air. But I'm just going to see if anybody knows why I'm playing this. You'll know straight away, Stu.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die. As a union man, I'm wise. The lies of the company spies, and I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines, and I always get my way if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say. Clear. Now I've got the power to the working hour and every other day of the year. So though I'm a working man, I can ruin the government's plan. I'm not too hard, but the sight of my car makes me some kind of Superman. Oh.
That was the Straubs. I don't know whether everybody could remember who the Straubs were. Part of the union. An excellent song. There's a reason for it, though, isn't there, Stu?
There is, yeah. Yeah. I got into a bit of a conversation with a friend of mine who's going away for a trip. And anyway, the thing being is that I do take friends in village to the airport if they require it. And I don't get paid for it, so don't think of it that way. But I told him I were a baggage handler, and unfortunately the baggage handlers are on strike, or they were strike till the other day, and it's been called off. And as soon as I mentioned strike, he called me He called me Red Ken. Anyway, the thing being is I brought this, the strobes up to him, so that was what it was about. But yeah, but on about employment, and this doesn't include you and me, and I think it's a bit of a racist thing, I do, really honest. But Netflix are looking for extras because...
on the island?
Yep, for supporting cast and crew for a new production in the Canary Islands of Fuerteventura and Lanzarote.
All right.
But, and this is the but, let me just... Okay, anyway, I think they'll get quite a lot of boat people. It's apparently the film industry is once again boosting the jobs market in the Canary Islands as a new international production by Netflix prepares to shoot in Lanzarote and Fuerteventura. Casting agency Figure Canaria has launched an open call to recruit a wide range of roles for filming scheduled in April and May. Successful applicants will be offered formal contracts with social security, registration and paid work. Now, why do you think me and you can't do it?
Well, we're retired.
Well, yeah, that you'd think that. Or we're maybe too old. Or we're ugly.
Well, that's very true, certainly from my perspective.
Yeah, we're fugly hookers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing being is that, no. The production company are looking for a variety of profiles, both on screen and behind the scenes. Supporting actors and extras, men and women are requested, preferably of African origin.
Oh, right.
Some roles call for experience in hospitality, particularly waiting staff, confident carrying trays. Real couples aged between 18 and 40 are also needed for scenes involving a kiss. Music groups, African music bands with their own instruments are specifically sought for scenes of this description. So that's why we can't do it.
Ah, right. Well, that makes sense.
Unless we go sunbathing this afternoon. And that's that. That's right. But yeah, so employment again, and I suppose they will get the cast.
I mean it's good that they're providing employment. I appreciate that. There will be people that disparage it because, as you say, it's potentially other than African.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know.
It's strange, though.
I mean,
what happens if you get Afrikaners turning up for work?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing being is there's a contract for them. But the thing is, if they haven't got a social security...
No, that's very true.
...number, they won't, you know...
That's very true.
Anyway, there you go. So it's not curing other problems that we have. What else have we got? I don't know, really. Poor Michael, I haven't a clue where he is. Has he come back?
No, he hasn't said a thing.
I'm just getting a bit worried about it now. Anyway.
He would normally be either in the sea or at the gym before coming here, so...
Yeah.
Trump says that other countries should now
step. All right.
Oh.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No. I was reading some extraordinary news, but not about the islands or anything like that. But Mount Everest.
Still there, isn't it?
It is. But apparently...
Is it still the highest mountain in the world?
It is. But do you know, there's a scam going on.
Oh, go on, tell me.
Right. The climbers have been drugged by their... What do they call the porters?
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a massive insurance scam on... What they're doing is falling ill, and a helicopter company to rescue them costs millions of pounds.
All right.
And that's what's been happening. They've been drugging the climbers, going poorly, getting this helicopter in. That's claiming on insurance. And I'm afraid the police have arrested 11 porters and some other people as well. So just shows you it goes on in all forms of walks.
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, there you go. Well, it's just one of them things. And of course, the Canary Islands, going back to the Canary Islands, still remain a popular travel choice for UK visitors.
Well, not according to the Daily Fail.
Well, no.
Or the Daily Distress.
Oh, they're always putting...
Or all sorts of minor publications that are funded by the Mail and the Express. It's the worst possible place in the world to come and visit. The airport's terrible. The island is terrible. The Atlantic is too deep. The weather is nobody on the islands is guaranteeing the weather.
And they keep bringing Lovelocks.
Oh, and they keep bringing Lovelocks. That's very true.
Well, according to the thing is that the reason being is that people like places that feel easy, sunny, and peaceful, where they can relax without stress and enjoy small happy moments. There you go. And the Canary Islands fit that bill.
It's perfect, yeah. I appreciate prices have gone up, but they've done that everywhere. We've just been talking about the price of fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
If the price of fuel for road vehicles has gone up, you can guarantee that the price of fuel for aircraft has gone up as well, which means that will be added to flight prices.
But you see...
And everything that comes to the island either comes by air or sea, and therefore... That's going to cost as well, price increased as well.
I mean, when I left the UK and came here...
When was that? 7 years ago?
Nine.
9 years
ago? 9 years ago.
Oh, you're only a boy.
I know, but them 9 years have flown by. And why? Because I'm stress-free. To an extent, I am stress-free. You still get family problems. You still get your own little problems that you keep hitting. But it's a place where I'm relaxed and I can enjoy life.
Well, I've been here 15 plus years now, and I'm exactly the same. You know, I didn't come on my own. I came with my wife at that time. She was with me for nearly 3 years and then passed. So and that brings stress in itself.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, yeah.
But And I was asked, I've probably said this before, several times actually, that somebody suggested, shall I say, to me that I would be going back to the UK when that happened. And I said, why would I do that? This is my home. Just changing the focus slightly, I've started a rehabilitation, a physio if you want. That's probably what you'd call it in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I, for my first visit, the guys in there, guys and gals, they were absolutely stunned that I was speaking Spanish to them fluently.
Yes.
I do consider myself to be fluent. But anyway, they were absolutely stunned. And I said, why? This is my home. When I came, I said, this is my home and I need to be able to communicate with locals. It's taken me a long time, perhaps 15 years.
Yeah.
is an overly long time when people are saying, oh, if you do this app, you can be fluent in 10 days and all that sort of thing. Anyway, bye. So I said I needed to be fluent and I try to be and I try to converse all the time. And they said, but normally Brits don't even try.
No.
You know, and that's the downside of things like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're in programme 458.
Oh, I forgot to do that.
In the current series. And I want to say hello to Tina and Alan.
Oh, yeah. Have they gone back?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
I went to see them.
Oh, did? Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I went good. To... where did we go? We went to... Oh, do you know? It used to be at Vulcan. And is it Rendezvous? Rendezvous? Is it?
No idea.
What's next to Irish Anvil now? On the left-hand side, under the curry house.
Oh, yes. It's got a name, like Vulcan, but I can't remember.
No, well, anyway, we went there and we spent 2.5 hours. I think 2.5 hours we... And I really enjoyed it. Really good afternoon. It really was. Good. I should have really invited you, but I totally forgot about it. But the thing being is that...
You just forget about me, don't you? I know.
They're both very, very well. course, the, and you know, I didn't realise. Well, I did. I did know. I should. But they're not married. They've lived together.
No, they're
not. No, they've been together, I think, from early teens. I might be wrong about that, and I do apologise, Alan, Tina, if I've got it wrong. But I mentioned marriage, and they play pot with me.
Quite right, too. You shouldn't need to.
Yeah, but I just said it's a piece of paper. I mean, yeah, I understand. It's fine. That's fine. But anyway, yeah, very good good morning to you. Oh, well, what is it now? Yeah, it's still good morning, isn't
it? Yeah, we're not afternoon yet. Also, then, hello to Chris, my sort of relative in the Wirral. Good morning, Anne, from Lincoln. Good morning, Colin. Nori's dad from Perth, is it Perth?
Perth, yeah, Perth
in Australia.
Not in Scotland, no, in Australia.
No, not in Scotland.
Yeah, hello, Colin.
Be bloody.
Yeah. And,
imagine be freezing,
and people local to us is Wayne and Amanda and people like that. Very
I've
good morning to you.
Hey? I've forgotten somebody again.
Yeah, we'll always forget people, won't we?
Yeah. Well, it's to do with memory, Stu.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry, who are you?
Don't, because this morning I did a beauty. We empty and wash out pop cans here, because if you throw them outside into the bin, you attract flies, obviously. So this morning there were two cans in of pop, emptied, in the sink. And I thought, oh, I'll wash them out and put them. So I washed them, and I dried up. Because the dishwasher and that, I said dried up, it were already dry. But the thing being is that when I put the plates away and the things like that, I look round for the cans. And they weren't there. So obviously I think, you know, don't tell me I put the cans in the bloody cupboard. So I went through every cupboard that I'd been to, and I couldn't find these cans.
And what had Linda done?
No, she hadn't done, Linda was asleep. I always get up at 6 a.m. It's one of them bloody things that happens to me. But anyway, the thing being is that I went out to the bin, opened bin up, and they were there in bin. But I can't remember going out to the bin and putting them in. So yeah, that's one of the unfortunates of getting old, I'm afraid. But yeah, it must have been just automatic for me. But there you go, and that's how it is. I'm a little bit concerned about Michael, because when he promises to be here and he's not, that does worry me.
Okay, well, send him a message I'm going to put some music on.
Yeah.
And then we'll take it from there. Okay.
All right,
so go.
Siempre que te pregunto qué, cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes. Quizás, 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 y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, estás perdiendo el tiempo. Así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, quizás. Thank you.
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú, tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, quizás estás perdiendo el tiempo. Y pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú, tú contestando. Quizás, 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 quizás.
That was Gabby Moreno and Quizás, 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 which
means where?
Perhaps, oh, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Oh, is that
Quizás, Quizás?
Cuando is.
No, when.
When, that's it, yeah.
Que será,
I'm quite fluent
que
in
será,
Spanish.
Que será.
Oh, yeah, que
what will be, will be.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Anyway, one of the things that I mentioned just before I played some music, and I can't remember what it was now. We've never, ever had in 458 programmes, we never follow a script.
No.
So everything that we talk about, more or less, is off the cuff. Hence, we're a little bit worried when Michael doesn't show because, well, not just because we're concerned about his health and what have you, but apart from that, he does carry us normally for all the news that we have.
He does, yeah, he has.
And he's very good, and we miss him greatly, and so. Oh, he's just come online.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Has he slept in?
I don't know. So, yeah, so we never follow a script. And part of that is that I get to choose the music because I control all the equipment. So it's down to me, whatever you get to listen. And I know that I repeat things. It's not because, you know, I can't be asked. It's because I like to play the music I like. So, but I do have quite a diverse range of music likes. But I do come back. I always try and play at least one Spanish-oriented tune during the programme. If we were doing 2 hours, it would be maybe two. But we've only got 25 minutes left. And I'm just trying to tell you how we operate.
How we operate, we do.
So there's just the two of us today now. I doubt Michael will turn up, but that's okay as long as he's okay. So anyway, Stu, I've rambled on.
Yeah. It gets a little bit. I hate April. Do you know that?
April the 1st?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but here it doesn't mean anything. It's not the same.
Well, you wouldn't think so, would you? But when somebody puts in, and this is the Canadian Weekly News, puts in, the government announces half-price petrol in the Canary Islands this Saturday.
Oh, right, OK.
That was on the 1st of April they announced that.
But that was Canadian Weekly?
Yeah, but they announced it on the 1st of April.
Yeah, but that's not really a newspaper, is it?
No. I mean, you just know what it is, but anyway. This article was April Fool's Day joke. They've put an apology on now.
All right, okay. So it's still happening, but There's another date in the year. I can't remember. I think it's sometime in December, isn't it?
Is there? Is it?
Aye, it's talking.
What? Oh, is he talking now, Michael?
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. I'll find it. Just a second.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole title on the thing was April Fool's Day.
Oh, I'm right. Oh, that's really good.
However, listen, the bit about fuel tax cut is true. We hope you enjoyed our little joke. This is what they put. So, we're right about the Canary Islands government has announced a one-day fuel price reduction. That was what it said. But I believe that the Sanchez did say that they were going to cut the VAT on fuel so that it wasn't hitting the working person or the residents as bad. But whether that's happened, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I was right. The Fool's Day in Spain is the 28th of December.
December, yeah.
So there you go.
You live and learn.
Michael say?
I don't know. I haven't read it. I forgot about him.
I forgot about it.
Anyway, I shall have a look for you.
He says. He's forgotten.
But this, he's forgotten?
Yeah.
How the hell?
I completely forgot it was there today.
Jesus. Okay. Anyway, thing being is, what I was going to say to you was, we had a Kalima this week as well.
We did, and it was very hot during the day.
It was, but it wasn't as hot as it was on other islands. Did you see the visibility was unbelievable? I think it was on Tenerife and probably Gran Canaria as well. But the thing is, not half as bad as what it was in Greece. Apparently, it was red.
Oh, right.
The whole islands of Greece, it must have gone whipped right up there.
Mm, what many people don't realise, the locals know,
yes,
or should know,
yeah.
But what many other people don't realise is that a Kalima is basically a cloud of sand. From the Sahara. It's called different things in different countries. If I could remember what it's called in France, I would tell you. It's gone completely out of my head as soon as I started to speak. But, so it's a phenomenon that happens where the wind lifts sand and it's very, very fine and very red. It's not like yellow Blackpool beach sand or Skeggy beach sand and it's carried by the wind across the Atlantic. Actually, as Stu was just saying, you know, Greece was affected. But actually, normally the Kalima affects the West Indies as well.
It does.
So it's sand
picked up
and taken across the Atlantic to the Caribbean.
So I mean, we don't only just get that, do we? Because we get plagues of locusts now, but that's far and few between. I know. I think we had an early session this year where we got locusts.
Yeah. And they look like grasshoppers.
Yeah.
But they look like granddaddy grasshoppers.
Yeah, they do. They're quite big. Yeah.
They don't cause problems. There wasn't a lot to eat here.
I can go back 12 years to Fuerteventura when I spent two week over there.
On holiday.
And we got rhino beetles. A plague of rhino beetles.
What, with a...
Yeah, with the horn on the front, yeah. And, I mean, they're big.
Are you sure it wasn't you with the horn on the front?
It was the...
rhino beetles.
It filled the swimming pool. And I got the net and I emptied the swimming pool. I mean, they weren't on the land. They were only in the pool. And, of course, obviously, once they're stuck in the pool, they can't get out. So I went to the pool, I scooped every one of them out and put them into a big pile. But when the sun got onto them, they all took off. One at a time, they took off as they dried out. I mean, it took... Well, it was unbelievable with that. But anyway. So, yeah, going back to any news... We had a bit of really bad news in Playa Blanca this this month. But anyway, a teacher in Playa Blanca is now facing up to 6 years in prison after accused of abusing a 13-year-old student.
Oh,
unfortunately, was sexually abusing him. So the case is due to be heard next week in the Provincial Court of Las Palmas. That's not good news, no. But you've got to take the good with the bad, I'm afraid. So, especially when the newsman ain't here. But anyway, there you go. So that's another bit of things. Patrols have increased. If you're going to Gran Canaria, have increased in Maspalomas Dunes, because they've had a bit of a purge in the Maspalomas Dunes, haven't they?
On what?
They're being ruined by the tourists, aren't they? Apparently.
Walked being
on and stuff like that. So they've been protected now. Fragile natural spaces.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because I know it can be. It's nudist beach as well, isn't there?
Yeah. But Fuerteventura used to be like that. I don't know. I can remember going to Fuerteventura a long time ago.
Well, we have a
beach. Pulling up on the beach. I actually drove onto the beach.
Yeah.
Don't know whether you can do it now. But I actually drove onto the beach. And as I stepped out the car, no word of a lie, I nearly trod on some man's buttocks.
Oh.
As he was moving the up and down. We won't go into any more.
No.
And I thought, oh, I think I'm in the wrong place here. But anyway, that's by the by. So, it is a problem. But talking about that, there's a place. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. There's a place that was people were going to and causing major problems by parking on the road and what have you. And the police were supposed to block it off and prevent anybody going in. And it's stones that were carved out by the wind.
Yes.
I can't think of the name of it now. I'll say it's up north.
It's up by, I can't think of the name of the village where you come through, but it's going down to the LZ2 from Teguise.
All right.
I take it that's where you're talking
about.
But I mean, there were Jeep safaris going on there. In fact, a woman got killed, didn't she? Because one of the buggies went over one of the edges into a bit of a ravine and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I've never understood, because it's a bit like Brimham Rocks and stuff like that in England. You know, they're all,
well, they're natural.
Yeah, they're natural things.
Yeah, they are nice to look at. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticising people for wanting to see things like this.
As are
it's
the
just that at the end of the day, they cause.
Yes.
Potential problems.
Damage. But look, the thing is, Maspalomas beaches have got designated routes. If you want to walk in the sand dunes, you've got to stick to them routes. Do not climb up. I know the wind replaces it. It's a bit like Town Beach. The water can wash it away and bring it back. The dunes are caused by the winds and that. But anyway... There are more patrols going on there, so it's only fair that it does that. Well, yeah. For climbers, there's housing projects going on all over the place. When we'll see some buildings, we'll never know. But anyway.
They're trotting on with the little, I don't know what you call them, shacks.
Yes.
Cabins. Whatever, at the side of Barcelo.
Yes.
Heading towards the marina. So, yeah. And that's going to be both sides
but
of
that's,
that
they're,
road.
They're going to be luxury ones out there.
They're supposed to be luxury, but I'm not sure. I shouldn't really criticise them. But they're really moving on.
And across the road from there, they've started levelling that off as well.
Yeah, it's both sides
both
of the side road.
Both sides of the road, yeah.
There was a pecker in there yesterday. I think it's still there. And then, of course, coming up towards where I live, the hotel, what do they call it? They don't call it a hotel, they call it a...
Where's that?
They did call it a hotel, but it's supposed to be a smaller hotel.
What do you boutique? Call
it? Boutique hotel. That's really cracking on now.
I'm booked on a cruise.
Are you? Where are you going?
Yes. I don't know where I'm going. But it's arriving in Playa Blanca in November.
Oh yeah.
And unless you've got a lot of money, you can't go on it. It's called the Ritz-Carlton Adula. What's an Adula?
Don't know.
It's called something like that, and it's a luxury yacht coming in to Playa Blanca.
Oh, and you're going on
the
it?
First? No. Couldn't afford that. This is because it took me all my money to get down here with diesel. But yeah, yeah. So that's apparently it was. Well, whether that's an April Fool, I don't know. It could be another April Fool. You just never know, do you? No. Just don't know how to stand it nowadays. But anyway, no, it was on Facebook last night. Hey, there you go.
I'm just going to play a bit of music.
Well, I'm good because I was running out of news.
Well, we haven't got so very much longer to be. Do you know this?
Yes.
Good. So there you go. That's Jackie Wilson. Your love keeps lifting me higher.
Yeah,
And that's Jackie Wilson. He didn't play darts.
No, not that was Jockey Wilson. Well, yeah. Anyway, there you go. So
yeah, there you go. Right. Well, so times
are changing.
I was going to say it's cracking on, isn't it? Time.
Yeah.
So. Unfortunately, Michael forgot about us today. So,
he did. That's unusual.
Something else on now. It's very unusual. I normally prepare nowadays on a Thursday because we don't get out much, or even at all, at the moment. But we try, and we try and do enough sufficient for the things.
Yeah.
That being said, we're going to have to take a short break again because of treatment that I receive starting again next Monday. And I've been told it will only be about a month, but I've already had half a month.
Yes.
So maybe another couple of weeks, and
it's certainly working.
It certainly is. I have a lot more confidence in my balance. I've been using a walking stick, and which I still take out every day if I go out. I'm starting to try and walk again further. The walking stick now, at first, the walking stick was definitely a walking aid. Now it's turned into something that helped me balance.
Yes.
If I need it.
Yes.
So, yeah. So things are improving. I did suggest that after my second session of rehabilitation, that I had to go back the following day. So he could try and kill me again, but it's pretty good, and the crack's good as well. Strangely, I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was talking that they were surprised at my ability to speak in Spanish, and the thing is that I'm in an open room, a general open room, with lots of other people, lots of physios. And it's quite entertaining as well.
Yeah,
I won't say that I enjoy the stretching and everything, but
yeah.
It's doing its. I'm sure it's doing.
World of good.
Me touching wood, if you didn't hear that.
Yeah,
it's not anybody trying to get in the house. Doors right. Open.
So unfortunately.
Why?
Sorry. Are you?
No, you carry on.
Well, unfortunately, the locals are in a bit of an uproar because one of the major beaches is closed again for contamination in Lanzarote, and that's El Reducto Beach in Arrecife, which is the one, I believe, is that the one near the Grand Hotel?
Yes.
That stretches all the way around the front. So, yes, it is closed due to water contamination.
So, fecal matter.
Yes. Yes, I didn't want to say that, but...
Well, you could have said shit, I would have understood you.
But anyway, there you go. So the situation has now turned into a political row with the Socialist Party in Lanzarote blaming Arrecife's mayor, Jonathan de Leon, for what he described as a failure to act. I was also in Uga on Wednesday, and the big canvas... exhibition tent that's in the square has been, half of it's been taken down.
Doesn't that belong to Mr. Rosa?
Well, it's debatable, but anyway, it's all political. So that half of that's been taken down because that's what they use when they have the agricultural show, along with other exhibitions, and obviously dance and fiestas. But anyway. There you go, half of it's gone. It was taken down. I don't know what's happening. It's according to Nico across the road at Cantosa, it is political because I think there's some part of that land belongs to somebody else.
Right. Well, that was why the wall was built, wasn't it?
It was. It was all tarmacked, perfect, beautifully tarmacked, and then this guy... he wanted something doing, and the Ayatollah just says, no, you can't. So he says, well, I'll have my land back. So he got half of the car park that was all nicely tarmacked, done for him for nothing.
Right, I see.
So there you go.
I still have a feeling that it's Mr. Rosa.
Oh, you could be right. You could be right. But there is... talking about Mr. Rosa, for anybody who wants to know... He has, as you drive through towards Yeza from the Camel Roundabout, he has land on the left and right hand side where he grows the grapes, and he is doing a marvellous job by the Bombera station. He has now cultivated all that land ready for, and the terraces up the hill for
well,
more.
There's
more
a lot of animals at the back of there as well.
Yeah, there's a farm. He has pigs and cows.
Yeah, the only place I knew, I mean, there might be other places nowadays, but when I first came here, it was the only place that I knew that had actually had cattle.
Yes. And do you know they play music to
him? Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, they do. They
wouldn't
do.
Surprise me at all.
He also owns the camels that are up at Timofea. And they're walked up there every morning at 6 o'clock or whenever for the tourists to be able to ride on them. It's not cruel, what anybody says. It's a thing that happens. Them camels have always been the wagons of years gone by. They were there to...
But they go up in shifts, don't they?
They don't
stay up.
They're not there all day. They are there till about 11:30 when they are another group of camels are walked up there, and they're all walk, and we're talking kilometres here.
Mm.
There is actually a camel path which you are not allowed to walk on or drive on. It is guarded by the parks police, and the other ones come back down. So they're only there for approximately 5 hours a day. They're fed and watered, and they're the most happiest camels I've ever seen.
There are occasions where, like in every walks of life, where things happen.
Yes.
And of course, today being how it is, you get people filming things and putting them on social media.
Yes.
I'm not saying that they're wrong to do that. We don't know the context of things, and they tend to be investigated. It's my personal opinion, nobody else is saying this, but it's my personal opinion, is that those camels are fairly well looked after.
I think, and also that, do they still have donkeys on Blackpool Beach? There was somewhere I was reading where donkeys now have a weight limit. They cannot take big people on donkeys.
So I couldn't get on. Well, the thing is that big donkeys were always for kids, not for...
Well, that's it.
Not for adults.
Yeah, that's it.
They used to be on Skegger Beach regularly. Scarborough always had a troop of donkeys.
Yeah, always.
It was common. I don't know where...
They could be on El Reducto Beach, because if the shit on sand and tide comes in, that's you. What is it? Shit going out, isn't it?
You just wanted to say the word shit.
Yeah, I did. Anyway, there you go. Yeah. That's the music I hear.
It is the music you hear. You're quite right.
Oh, dear.
It's been a very fast hour.
It's been a hard hour. hard.
I think you've done reasonably. I think you've done very well.
Well, I'm going to have a few weeks off now while you get yourself
back
sorted out. Yeah, physio.
Yeah, it was a good idea. What do you think about the new setup of the headsets?
Yes. Yes, we've now got the microphone attached to the headsets, and I must admit you've done a fantastic job.
Even though you're complaining about a health and safety issue.
Yeah, because that tie wrap was nearly in me eye. But then again, you didn't have to tie it round my head with it neither.
No, that's very true.
But that's just between us, because you can't see it, and it's good radio.
Well, that's
yeah. So we better say ta-ra.
Yeah, well, you've been listening to the mix on LanzarteMix.com, LanzarteMix.net, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio, 107.6 FM. I'll be repeating the recorded programme
tomorrow.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Same time, same channel.
Yeah.
All that sort of crap. And thank you for today, Stu. You've been wonderful.
And thank you to all our listeners for listening.
Yes, especially the ones whose names I've forgotten. It's not that I forget you physically,
no.
It's just that I can't remember while I'm here. But then that's life.
Yeah.
And that's age as well.
65 years ago, I kissed a girl.
Did you?
Yeah, and she rebuffed me. Will I get sacked for that from this radio programme? That's what I want to know. Will they bring it back up again? Anyway, there you go.
Yeah. And normally, round about now, we say
that is us.